So we had one of our brothers from Jamaica. He was an immigrant and he made a tragic mistake. And if he understood the layout of the land that he came to, I really think this would have been prevented. So let's say a black voter rights organization is calling for the police in Pittsburgh to arrest the individual or individuals responsible for the death of Peter Bernardo Spencer. Now, despite weeks passing since his death, Pennsylvania State Police have only questioned people in connection with the case. Only question. That's it. So they say a 25-year-old white man was detained in connection to the shooting death of Peter Bernardo Spencer. They say several guns were also retrieved from the location where the unnamed man was taken in by police with no charges, no nothing. So the Black Political Empowerment Project wants answers regarding why no charges have been filed. Now, Spencer, which is the brother, was found dead with multiple gunshot wounds in the western Pennsylvania town of Rockland Township in the early morning hours of December the 12th. That's 2021. They said police discovered his body in someone's front yard. They said troopers were alerted of a shooting that occurred between 1 a.m. and 2:26 a.m. Now, say on Wednesday, December 29th, the Pennsylvania State Police released an initial report and said, but has stated the ongoing investigation is awaiting additional autopsy results, toxicology reports, ballistic reports, and lab results to be submitted. Now, if we even just halfway look like we didn't done something as black people, or we getting charges off the rip, right? But you know, when you one of them, you have the complexion for the protection. Now they say after analysis of the evidence complete, the state of Venango County District Attorney's Office will review all reports on the case and then make a recommendation on charges. And they say the authorities also revealed there was some sort of gathering that involved alcohol and gunplay. And since the original detainment of the 25-year-old white man, three other people were brought in for questioning by troopers. They all were released by the DA pending additional evidence. So a man, you know, comes up dead on somebody's front lawn and they get to leave. And I said, the investigation will also be continued by the state police. It's a Troop E Major case team. It's a, and members of the agency Heritage Affairs. They say a section that is responsible for training officers on how to handle hate slash bias related crime. So you, if you're getting them involved with it, you already know what this is. Okay. But we're going to just talk about this. And I'm going to really give my assessment of the tragic mistake that I said this brother made earlier. And I say William Anderson, chair of the Allegheny County Democratic Black Caucus, has been working closely with Spencer's family since his death and spoke about the trauma and said this has caused them. Now, he said this whole family, he said they came to this country seeking a better life. It said, and their life is destroyed. He said it will never be the same. This is not America. Now, brother. Brother, what do you mean this is not America? See, this is why black Americans are so sick and tired of you politicians in the black community. It's really tired of you, because when you make a statement saying this is not America, George Floyd happened, what, a little over a year ago? What do you mean it's not America? This is America. But I guess what you like Kamala and say America's not a racist country. I guess you would say that, right? Because everybody repeated Tim Scott real quick, you know, with that. See, when Tim Scott came out and said that, I would expect that from Tim Scott. But when Kamala came out, I said, that is the litmus test for your block politician. Straight. Just ask them that one question. Ask them about two questions. Ask them about reparations and ask them what you're going to do that black folks get paid reparations. And then ask them, is America a racist country? And do it on camera so it could be on the Internet and see. Let's see if they squirm or not. Now, he continues to say, I am further outraged that this is someone that came from another country and was slaughtered, shot 9 times. Because, yes, he was shot 9 times. They say, according to Anderson and BPEP CEO Tim Stevens, his fiancee Carmela King dropped him off in Venango County. and said to go hunting with a friend. And when she returned to pick him up less than 24 hours later, he was dead. Said the friend, according to the family, was arrested and claimed that the slaying was self-defense. Okay. It said, which we think this is a defenseless defense. It's an unexplainable defense. It said, we can't help but wonder if there's some sort of racial animosity and if this possibly could be a hate crime. Well, you know, he's mentioning self-defense. Well, who got off with saying self-defense? Kyle Rittenhouse. You see, the Kyle Rittenhouse case is having a ripple effect in the greater white supremacist community. They will continue to try to commit crimes against black people and others and say, oh, it was just self-defense. Now, they said this is serious and people need to know that they can't do this in Pennsylvania or hopefully anywhere in the nation, the politician concluded. They said this is nothing in the information released by the police to say that anyone claims self-defense in the shooting of Spencer. Of course not. They're not going to report that. So his sister, Talia Spencer, wrote, it said, my brother Peter Spencer was murdered in cold blood. She added that the man who invited Spencer camping was a coworker who then brought three of his own friends and a girlfriend, all who are white. It said she later described her brother as friendly and outgoing, and that was the tragic mistake. He said the other was set up by his fiance. She shares more details about the last night she saw Spencer. He said he was invited on a camping trip by a friend on Saturday, December 11th, 2021 in Venango County. It's in Emlinton, Pennsylvania. He said this invitation ultimately resulted in Peter being shot multiple times while in the presence of five white men. He said he was the only black individual at the campsite and being portrayed as the aggressor. He said a Franklin State Trooper's office would not give Peter's family nor myself any information regarding the incident. He said we have been turned away several times while trying to reach out for information regarding what happened. In doing so, I am forced to hire a criminal attorney to help investigate the matter and receive justice. And I say in effort to get justice, Stevens stated that they wanted to send a formal note. They say I found this story beyond tragic. It said we decided that we need to send a letter to some key members that be in Pennsylvania. They said we are talking six bullets in the chest, two in the buttocks, and one we have a different opinion, either through the mouth or from the neck, out the mouth. Y'all know what that is, right? Do we really have to go through and say what this really is? Now, the BPEP letter demanding decisive action being taken in the case and was sent to various government officials, such as the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, and the Venango County DA's office, and also forwarded to the media. Now, they say they demand a media investigation of this murder by the Venango County District Attorney, U.S. Attorney General, and a PA State Attorney General, and that this murder be considered a hate crime and an act of domestic terrorism. Now, let's get to what I've been saying multiple times. Black Americans, we have been here for a long time, okay? We know the white supremacists like the back of our hands. We really do. We know their comings and goings. We know how they move. We know how they eat, how they talk, how they walk, how they fix their hair, how they dress. We know their hygiene. And that's not really much of a hygiene. We know everything about them. And the tragedy in this is when I said earlier, this could have been prevented. Now, you may say, how could this been prevented, Phil? Most black Americans know you don't go to the woods with white folks. Most black Americans know that. You're like, hey, Jamal, you want to come hunting with us? I mean, yeah, it'd be a great time. They'd be like, man, hell no. Man, I'm not like that movie Ice-T Surviving the Game. You remember that movie Surviving the Game with Ice-T? Where they invited Ice-T out there to the woods with him, and then it was a setup to be hunting Ice-T so they can kill him. You remember that movie Surviving the Game? Okay. Well, you say, look, man, I seen Surviving the Game, man. I'm not going out there with y'all. Hell no. I ain't going out there with y'all. Oh, Jamal, it just be a good time. We'll hunt deer. No, ain't going to be no deer. You the one they going to be hunting, right? But unfortunately, our brother came to this country and didn't know the white supremacist. I think it should be mandatory that all black immigrants that come to this country, you need to go to black Americans and get a crash course of the country you just moved into. And black Americans will get you straight. Because see, if you had some black American friends who really is about, you know, knowing the system and those who believe in black empowerment, those who trying to look out for the safety of black people, they would have told you to don't do that. They would have told you. You can't, man, we all know you can't trust them folks like that. So you think about the shots that they said. They shot the brother 6 times in the chest. Think about that. That's not self-defense. 6 times in the chest. They shot him 2 times in the buttocks. That means he was running away. And they said that they shot him either through the mouth or from the neck out the mouth. They executed that brother. That's exactly what it is. Black folks know not to do that. But there have been stories where some of y'all want to go on a boat with them and you're the only one by yourself out there with them. Understand what I'm saying? They sat up there and they hunted. They was hunting that brother and they wanted to commit what they normally like to commit against black people. When we telling y'all on social media, I'm talking about black immigrants, when we telling y'all about these people, believe us. It's just like we went to your country and you told us about, hey, watch out for this. Don't do that. You know, look, when I go to different countries, no matter what country it is, the first thing I'm trying to do is get to know somebody. I don't be standoffish because I come from a different area where we believe in networking. Now today, you know, these newer people, man, they y'all so stuck on the phone. Y'all don't know how to talk to nobody. I start talking to people real quick. You know, somebody I feel like I can talk to because I'm reading people. And I'm trying to find out what I can do, what I can't do, where I can go, where I can't go, where to eat, where not to eat, who to fool with, who not to fool with. That's a safety issue for you. No matter where you go, whether you're on vacation or definitely when you move to a new country, right? When you seen what happened with George Floyd, don't think that it can't happen to you. These people that's running around, these white supremacists, and listen, the police know that is a white supremacist act. They know that. That's why they talking about a hate crime division and all that. They know good and well. The police trying to cover for them, trying to help them get their story together, because you know that police department already got a bunch of them on there now. You know what I'm saying? They try leaking information to them. Hey, hide the clothes, hide this, burn that. Oh, you better get your story straight. You know what I'm saying? The cover for them. But when black immigrants, when you come to this country, a lot of you, what you like to do, not all of you, let me not say all, but a good portion of you, what you like to do is like you like to come here and then you want to go to just a community of your people, right? So if you're Somali, you're Eritrean, you're Ethiopian, Nigerian, whoever, right? Y'all want to go in y'all own little communities. And the bad part about that is when you don't partner with black Americans, when you come here and you don't try to say, hey, we already want people, that would protect you. You wouldn't have to find out the hard way about how these white supremacists are. Because we don't know. Maybe a brother or sister did say something to him on his job. They could say he met this cat on the job. And that's what they did tell him. Say, hey, man, I don't know about you should do that. Because some of them, and I've seen them do this, we try to tell them what's up. We try to put them on game. Oh, well, everybody not like that. I understand why you guys are always talking about, you know, racism and things. I don't know why. Because everybody's not like that. You got to give people a chance. And not all of them are bad. What if that was said? And we know we have heard that before from black immigrants. We trying to tell when we well, listen, when we tell you about these people, we tell you because we know, and we tell you because we're trying to protect you. That's why. If you don't fully understand why we're saying it, take some time to ask us to explain why. Don't risk your life in some woods. It's just some things you just don't do as black people. You don't go in no woods with them people. You don't. I don't care if you got a little white girlfriend. Don't you go in the woods with her and her people. And listen, they said a white woman was with them there too. This is why I always said that just what you, what I know, them women are linked up with their man. And I always say that women is not an option. It never was an option for me. Not at all. Never would be an option. But this is sad. This is utterly sad. And yeah, this is, we all know they lynched that brother. We know that. That's what that was. They executed that brother. That's all it is to it. Very, very sad. But black immigrants, talk to black Americans before you start interacting with all these other people. Talk to us. Partner with us. We'll get you laced up. We'll get you straight. Because what's going to really start coming down the pipe as these people decrease more and more in number, they're going to do more and more things like this. And they're already trying to set up the play where they think they can get off of it, saying self-defense. That's not self-defense. Even freaking Kyle Rittenhouse didn't shoot the people this many times. He didn't. No, we all know what this is. But very, very tragic. I hate to hear this. I hate to hear this. But I'm going to say this once again. Don't you go to the woods with them folks. Don't you go. I remember I was watching Power, Book 2, Ghost. And Tariq, they had the episode where he had his little friend Braden. And you remember the episode where he went out to the woods. They was hunting. And then they were shooting, and all of a sudden they were trying to shoot at Tariq all of a sudden. You remember that part? And Tariq started running because they were shooting at him. Like, that was even on that show. Like, don't you go to the woods with them people. Don't you go in the water with them people by yourself. No, 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 no. Trust me. You by yourself in the woods and the water and anywhere else with them people, and it's all of them, none of you. Shh, man, you better think about that. You better think about it. There are rules to live here in America, especially with these people. It is not Jamaica. It's not Ghana. It's not Nigeria. It's not Kenya or anybody else you're from. It's not there. You don't deal with those issues and problems over there. But when you come here, when you come here, you in Babylon now. And your life can be in danger at any given moment. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the podcast today. We greatly appreciate it. If it's your first time here, make sure to hit that subscribe button. And if you like the program, give us a like. It helps us to spread these type of videos through the YouTube algorithm. And also, we still have our fundraiser going. My fundraiser is to help and continue the message and the plans that we have now in 2022. If you have not donated yet and you enjoy the program, you enjoy our whole platform, which is, you know, many different channels and things that we about to come online here shortly that y'all don't know. We trying to corner the market on a lot of different genres, and you're going to see that here in 2022. But we definitely need your help to do so. So you can click that link in the pinned comment or the picture that's on the screen. You can click that, and that will take you to our GoFundMe. Any amount you donate would be awesome. We greatly appreciate it. But once again, we want to thank you for coming, and see you next time.